The past year we've been focused more national, and really we are focusing in locally. I feel like our legislature really got away last year with a lot because they were in session when Trump was introducing his cabinet, and we were focused on that. And this year they need to know we pay attention locally as well. And we see what they're doing. So we did create this lobby day to help be sure that everybody not only knows how to engage Gardner and their representatives, but also engage their local politicians. And the Capitol is so accessible to us, and those politicians are so accessible to us that we're really looking to focus on being able to reach out to them and let them know we're watching them. They kind of got a pass from us for the past year, but we saw things happening and we're like, this isn't okay. These aren't Colorado's values, and we're going to stand up to it. And when they tried to not fund the Colorado Civil Rights Division, and when you see bills like the one that Neville introduced last week, where they're trying to allow conceal and carry in schools, these aren't Colorado's values. And Indivisible is paying attention to that. And we're going to show up and we will fight on the Colorado level. And like you said, we also have these statewide races that we need to pay attention to, including the governor, attorney general, secretary of state, treasurer, all those things we need to be paying attention to. And we know we have a greater influence here locally than we do nationally.
What's going to be happening on that citizen lobby day? What can people expect if they do come along?
Yeah, so when they come in, we'll meet down in the basement in the cafe, and I actually will have Ashley Whelan there with Colorado Women's Lobby, and she's going to go ahead and kind of go over the do's and don'ts and introduction on how you pull your elected officials off the floor to discuss your issues with them. And then we're going to be focusing on the making the state election laws more accessible. There is a bill going to hearing that afternoon. So, and it has to deal with employment time off work. So we're going to learn some facts on that, learn some facts around they just reintroduced the ban on gay conversion. So learn some facts around that bill. And then we're going to focus on the Colorado Civil Rights Division. And they're going to get some fact sheets. We're going to talk about the bills. And then everyone's going to be released to go engage their elected officials.
It's been over a year now since the Indivisible Movement really got started. That was January 2017. Do you still see the same drive on the part of people? Are you still seeing people showing up at meetings? And are you seeing new people now maybe showing up at meetings?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do feel like we are still super involved. Our last meeting that we had in January, we saw more people than we had seen in a long time. And that's just our big Denver meeting. And it was more young people that I saw get involved. And I think as we get involved more locally, we will continue to see this. And with this election coming up, I think we will continue to see more involvement and more people wanting to be involved and get engaged with their local government, knowing that this is the year we can make changes. We can lay groundwork for changes and start standing up to what's happening nationally and start protecting our state by electing local officials who will stand for Colorado.